The suspect in the Boulder King Super shooting last March that killed 10 people has been found to be incompetent to stand for trial. Boulder District Chief Judge Ingrid Bakke ordered Ahmad Elisa to undergo treatment at the Colorado Mental Health Institute in Pueblo. Elisa's attorneys had raised the issue of his competence and his ability to assist in his own defense. Subsequent evaluations found that he was not fit to go forward. The Daily Camera reports that at a hearing on Friday, District Attorney Michael Doherty said four doctors had now reached the same conclusion. However, based on the evaluations, it appears that Elisa could be restored to competence with the right medication and treatment. Judge Bakke ordered that she be updated every 30 days and scheduled a review hearing for March 15th. On Friday, Colorado Governor Jared Polis criticized those who are spreading misinformation about COVID-19 vaccines. The governor's remarks came as he addressed the legislature's Joint Budget Committee. Polis said that he is frustrated about the misinformation and blames it for endangering public health, filling hospitals with those who are unvaccinated, and in many cases killing Coloradans. The governor said he was proud that 80% of those in the state have been vaccinated. However, the Denver Post reports that close to 30% in the state remain unvaccinated. Health officials are reporting several thousand new cases every day, and as of last Thursday, only about 400 general hospital beds were available in the state, and under 70 intensive care beds. In his remarks about his budget for Colorado's next fiscal year, the governor said that he is doubling down on his commitment to put more money in people's paychecks. Colorado Politics reports that members of the Joint Budget Committee quizzed him on why he wasn't putting more money into higher education and how he intends to address the looming budget deficit. The first case in Boulder County of the Omicron variant of the coronavirus was confirmed on Friday. Boulder County Public Health said that a male who had traveled to South Africa tested positive. The man is isolating, and health officials are notifying people who had close contact with him. On Thursday, the state health department said that an adult woman was the first confirmed case of the Omicron variant in the state. She had traveled to various countries in southern Africa where Omicron was first identified. The Omicron variant has now been detected in at least 17 states. On Saturday, about 200 people protested in Boulder over the requirement for vaccine passports for indoor settings. The Daily Camera reports that the rally started outside Governor Polis's condominium near Pearl Street. There were also protests against vaccine requirements in Longmont. However, it's not clear how many of the protesters, both in Boulder and Longmont, are actually residents of Boulder County. According to the State Health Department, 88% of those in the county who are eligible have received at least one dose of vaccine, and a recent high-profile attempt to force a recall of three Boulder Valley School Board members over their support of public health measures in schools failed when petitioners were unable to get the necessary signatures to put it on the ballot. A woman reported that two men attempted to carjack her in Boulder on Saturday. The incident occurred early in the morning around Realization Point in the 3400 block of Flagstaff Road. The woman said that two young men approached her as she walked out of a parking lot. One of the men showed a rifle and demanded the keys to her car, but they fled on foot when she said that she would not hand them over. She was not injured. The police used a drone to look for the suspects, but they were not located. The warm, dry, and windy conditions led to the outbreak of wildfires yesterday. In Clear Creek County near Idaho Springs, the Miner's Candle Fire was about 50% contained. At least two structures were destroyed, but no injuries were reported. The fire quickly spread over about 20 acres due to high winds, and evacuations were ordered. Another fire in southern Jefferson County near Ken Carroll Valley burned about 6 acres on Sunday. Nine News reports it's named the West Ranch Fire and was not threatening any structures. And a grass fire in Denver burned about 7 acres in the Lowry neighborhood Sunday afternoon. Firefighters were able to contain it before any structures were affected. The Denver metro area, including Boulder, is now considered to be in extreme drought conditions, according to the National Drought Monitor. The worsening conditions occur as the area has long gone without measurable snow for record periods of time and has experienced high temperatures. In the forecast for today, temperatures will be lower with partly sunny skies and highs in the mid-40s. Tonight, lows around 30 and a slight chance of snow in Boulder. Tomorrow, partly sunny with highs in the low 50s. Right now, it's about 20 degrees along the Front Range. For KGNU, I'm Jamie Sudler.